This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Boom, what up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. You know, this time of year, for whatever reason, the last 2 years, very bad for LeBron. Very bad. It is very bad. I'll explain in a moment. It's the Doug Gottlieb Show, live and direct from sunny Southern California. And I have a personal story of a tough situation in youth sports I want to share with you. We'll get to that later in the show. Plus, more on Aaron Rodgers. And, oh yeah, by the way, the NFL draft is completed where draft grades are handed out and no one really knows for like 3 or 4 years who actually won the draft, lost the draft. But we can go through what the best laid plans are of mice and men, and they do often go awry. We got a lot to get to. So, let's start with the Lakers, shall we? How they've been playing? Bad. But not good. Not good. This is LeBron James after another loss where they're putting themselves precariously in position for the play-in games.
Well, it doesn't matter at the end of the day if I'm not 100% close to 100%. It don't matter where we land. We end up at sixth or fifth or whatever the case may be, or if we end up in the playoff whatever that thing is, whoever came up with that need to be fired. But whatever.
Wait, you mean something really, really exciting that we'll watch more because it's more basketball where stuff is on the line? Yeah, absolutely. Need to get him fired. Lakers guard Dennis Schroeder is expected to miss an extended period of time because of the league's health and safety protocols. So they're going to be without their starting point guard for 10 to 14 days. LeBron James is expected to sit out against Denver to rest his right ankle. He re-aggravated his ankle in the fourth quarter of Sunday's loss to Toronto. The Lakers have lost 6 out of the last 7 games. Yikes. No Dennis Schroeder, and LeBron has said about this ankle injury that he may never be the same. Really? The sprained ankle. Now, there's a lot of different layers to it. The first thing is, I actually believe that LeBron does feel the pain of this ankle injury more so than at any other time. One, because he's older. I got that. I believe that. I understand that. I think that's reasonable. Two, because he's never really been hurt outside of, what was the injury? The groin injury a couple years ago? And so it's not about pain threshold. If you've never been hurt and then all of a sudden you are hurt, it's going to feel different to somebody who's hurt all the time. Like, yeah, I rolled an ankle. I had a high ankle sprain 15 years ago. I remember what it was like. Dude never gets hurt. So I believe it. Now you add in Schroeder. Anthony Davis does not look like he's sharp. He looks like a guy who's like, yeah, just tell me when I'm cleared to play and I'll go up and show up. He does not look like he's in sharp basketball. He want to play his way into shape. That's his MO. And the Lakers are a mess. But here's where I compare it to last year. What were we doing last year at this time? Anybody? Last year at this time, we were all shut down. There were no sports. And on Sundays, we would watch what really became known as the Jordan documentary, right? It was The Last Dance. And there was some great stuff. There was some kind of weird, does this fit stuff. But the net from it was, hey, Jordan could be a real lower intestinal region, four-letter word, starts with the letter after C before E. You know what I'm saying, right? He could be that guy. But man, he's the GOAT. And who was LeBron to argue with him? LeBron wasn't currently playing. LeBron goes and wins an NBA championship with the Lakers. Granted, didn't play the Clippers, didn't have to play the Bucks, so he didn't play the two best teams. And they win in a quarantine bubble and very few people watch. And I'd be honest, he probably didn't get the credit that they should have gotten. Now you fast forward to this time of year. And while you can say there are things that LeBron does that Jordan doesn't do, and there's things that Jordan did that LeBron doesn't do, if your argument is he's the greatest of all time being LeBron James, boy, last year's documentary where the indomitable will and the inability really to lose in an NBA Finals, right? It would not lose an NBA Finals, is something that cannot be topped. And after that documentary, when nothing else was going on, people thought much the same. He's the GOAT. Now you fast forward and you're just like, do you think, would Jordan have ever said an ankle injury will hurt me so badly I'll never be the same? Whether you want to call it excuses, or explanations, or a woe is me, or, you know, being fake tough guy about whoever the hell came up with the play-in game. Like, look, dude, you guys weren't in the playoff game. You came back and said you're healthy. You and Anthony Davis and Dennis Schroeder, and you're not winning. Now you don't have you or Dennis Schroeder. I don't know if the Lakers are in serious trouble, right? Like, do you really want to get into a... Now, they may have to be beaten twice, but I'm not sure I want to get into one of those games with Steph Curry, for example, who can just do some otherworldly things. But the thing about older parts, LeBron is an older part, the thing about broken down parts is once they're broken down, oftentimes, they're going to break again. The fear with LeBron isn't the sprained ankle. The fear with LeBron is the sprained ankle leads to him running differently, and you run differently, and that's when you pull a hamstring. You don't have Schroeder. He can't play. Now he comes back. Will he be sharp when he comes back? We've never actually seen him play in the playoffs. And they ain't winning last year without playoff Rondo. And I'm not sure they win last year, even with playoff Rondo, if they played the better teams. This is Anthony Davis talking about the loss.
It's the lowest we've been in a while, at least in the past 2 years, from losing streak, I guess. But the only way is up. We really can't get any lower than this. So we just got to set a course, stay together. It just feels like there's always something with us. Tonight, no DS. We're trying to find a real rhythm, and there's always something is happening. So we just got to be mindful of that. God, just got to just stay together and just keep going, keep working.
I actually think that's a very reasonable say. It does feel like it's possible that this time of year, with this team, it's always something, right? Last year with the Clippers, they could never seemingly get all on the court, all on the same page. And when they went to quarantine, maybe that would have helped them. Only Lou Williams did the wings thing, right? Which got him suspended, eventually got him traded. But their team was never whole. This year with the Lakers, they had a completely new team. They were trying to fix it. And Marc Gasol doesn't have it anymore. He's washed up. They went and got Drummond. They haven't really played with Drummond. And then by the time they get a chance to play with him, LeBron's still not right. Anthony Davis is not right. Now they lose Schroeder for 2 weeks. Sometimes it just comes together for teams like it did for the Lakers last year. I told you this. People forget, last year, I have friends that are with the Lakers in the bubble, and they're like, man, we are not in a good place. But then because of the protest, they actually got 2 games of rest. It reinvigorated them. They won that first round playoff series. Then they played the Rockets, who it was a terrible matchup for the Rockets. And then they didn't have to play the Clippers. And once you didn't have to play the Clippers and their families arrived to where they were happier, now they're like, well, the hell, let's win the whole thing. And they did. Things came together last year. Doesn't feel like they're coming together this year.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Gottlieb Show! Whoa! Fox Sports Radio! There's so many things to get to. Let's do this, okay? Let's get to the Trey Lance thing, okay? So, I don't... Like, you're going to hear people go... You're going to hear people say... Oh, Trey Lance? Yeah, that's the front office. That's the front office. That's not Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan trying to patch some things up here. On Schefter and Sims reporting they take Mac Jones, we weren't going to work to correct that, said Kyle Shanahan. But to see how much this matters to so many people was just unbelievable. Kyle Shanahan said that he... And John Lynch didn't know for sure Lance was the guy until April 19th, the day of Lance's second pro day in North Dakota. His natural ability to play quarterback position, just in terms of how he plays in the pocket, how he can go through progressions, how when no one's open, he gives it a chance, then he recognizes it, and how quick he reacts to the off-schedule play. He plays on tape. Like, he's very poised, smart person who's played the position for a while. Then you get to the other attributes, and you're like, oh, I haven't even gotten to the running skill set. I haven't gotten to the how much upside, how much better he can get the more he plays. That's what made me like him so much right away. So what happens is people are like, well, you traded up. You had to know who you're going to trade for. No. I think both of these things can be true. I think that they would have thought that Mac Jones was the guy, and they could have agreed that Trey Lance was the guy at the end of the process. I know this sounds far-fetched to people, but we're attacking this Kyle Shanahan thing as if we do this with politics all the time. Right, we do it with politics all the time.
Senator, in 1987, before the House, you proposed a bill that would limit such and such and so forth. Now, what that lacks is context, right? What it lacks is context. I'll give you an example. President Joe Biden, right? Like 20 years ago, maybe 30 years ago, he was on the floor of Congress proposing a bill, and people go like, look at what he did. Look at the things he put in place and who it hurt, who it sent to jail. And you know what? You're right if you look at it through a lens of today. But through a lens of 30 years ago, it was actually way, way different and way more progressive, if you will, from where we were previously. That's context. And if you ask Joe Biden now, would you approve of the same bill? He would say no. And you'd say, why? He said, because I've evolved on that issue. We all evolve on issues. Ask me what my opinion of when I was in seventh grade. I was Al Gore in a mock presidential debate. Al Gore was 40 years old. He's from Georgia, right? And he was like the bright, shining star of the Democratic Party. And I used to do debate team, and I played Al Gore. Right? And whatever my beliefs were then, if you would ask me when I was 13 years old, and now you ask me when I'm 45 years old, my beliefs are different. We change and evolve. You know? I can tell you from a draft perspective, you know, people like to roast me because there's a SportsCenter tweet that says when Steph Curry was drafted or when he put his name in the draft, I said like Johnny Flynn had greater upside and Ricky Rubio had greater upside. Should be pointed out, both actually were drafted ahead of Steph Curry. So at least one, by the same general manager, but at least one guy in the NBA agreed with me. Right? But if you would, that was from what I said when I was on the set of SportsCenter, maybe it's on the phone with SportsCenter, when the news broke that Steph Curry was going pro. Then if you look months later, you get ready for the NBA draft. Now, I did not say he would be a perennial all-star, a two-time MVP, the greatest shooter to ever play the game of basketball, and a surefire first ballot NBA Hall of Famer. I did not say that. But from that initial reaction and then evaluating him, I thought he would have a Jeff Hornacek-like career. Now, that may be a slam to many of you, but Jeff Hornacek, I think, was an all-star. Did play in a couple NBA finals. Was a very good combo who could pass, who could shoot. I had no idea. Nobody really had this idea. He had this in him. How did I go from, hey, you know, I think he's coming out a year early and I'm not sure about his upside. And if you actually read the tweet, it says upside, two guys, and then athleticism. And no one would actually argue with my statement about athleticism. He just is such a freak with his shot making off the dribble, off the catch, anywhere on the floor. It's ridiculous. But I evolved from when he announced to the draft, obviously till now. So, look, I think that the Niners probably did in their minds, or Kyle Shanahan probably in his mind said, like, you know, I just, Mac Jones feels like my kind of guy, right? And then you watch Trey Lance, you're like, yeah, I don't know. I got to see it in person. Then you meet a guy in person, you're like, okay, just he's different. Right? He's different. He's different. Have you ever, Ramos hasn't, this is not a slam on you, Ramos.
That's good.
No, I know. The same home for 20 years.
Like, I know where you're going.
People buy houses online, right? They buy houses online and they're moving and they're like, and some people have been very successful, like, you know, we just took a shot in the dark. We looked, it was a cul-de-sac. We did some research about the schools. We called a realtor. We asked around. We saw it online and we decided. And then you can even do a walking tour, a virtual walking tour of a house where you can see everything. And then you can see the satellite. And you can do the satellite now, or you can see what it's like after school. The little kids running around or not, right? If you're going to go see a house, go see it at 3 o'clock or beyond in the afternoon to see what it's like when kids are home. Are the kids outside? Are the kids inside? There are no kids in the street. What's the traffic like? All that stuff, right? But you can see the stuff online. You can take a realtor's, but then you go and see a house. And actually, here's the kicker. If you're ever going to buy a house, go see it a second time. You're going to go, because the first time you see a house, you're like, oh my God, it's beautiful. Look at the pantry. It's amazing pantry. Look at this master bedroom, sweetheart. Just look at it. Look at the master closet. Oh my God, the closet. And it's incredible. Right? You go and see it. And then the second time you go see a house, you're like, you know, the layout is kind of funky, right? You got the masters upstairs. You got everything downstairs. I got little kids. I'm upstairs. I can't hear them when they're, and I got to come downstairs anytime they need something. Like, yeah. And the pool is nice. Okay. But all the equipment needs to be redone. And it's not right off the kitchen. So I can't see it. And now I got to put a fence up as well. That's another couple grand. You start adding up. Like, you know what? Not sure I love this house. That's why I believe that If you would have asked Kyle Shanahan a couple months ago, he'd be like, you know what? This Mac Jones kid's unbelievable. Tua gets hurt. He steps in. They don't miss a beat. Then Tua finishes, goes to the pros, and they're better. And he makes every read and every throw, and just he's just a complete surgeon within their offense. I got to have some of that. And then you go meet him in person, like, right? Like, there's a lot of pictures about him having a bad body, but when everybody knows you have a bad body and we show up to see you in person, like, bro, could you drop 10 for our workout? Could you, you know, it's like if you're meeting a first date, you're not going to show up with a ripped t-shirt and, you know, that has stains on it, are you? So I actually believe that both of these things can be true. That the Niners initially had an infatuation with Mac Jones. Chris Sims wouldn't have thought otherwise because he's like, look at all those guys that they have. Look at them all. Look at all those guys they have. And they end up settling on Trey Lance because the third pick, it was not a third pick like normal years. Everyone knew Trevor Lawrence was going number one. Everyone knew that Zach Wilson was going number two. So you had three quarterbacks to choose from for number three. Call me a sucker. I believe it to be true.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Here is the latest detail that may or may not be related to the Aaron Rodgers saga. Green Bay Packers receiver Davante Adams has just tweeted, quote, "Gotta appreciate what you got while you got it," unquote. Meanwhile, over on Instagram, Adams posted a piece of artwork from an account called Our Planet Wild of a goat perched on a cliff. Again, may or may not be related to the Aaron Rodgers saga, but that's the very latest.
What do you think it means?
Aaron Rodgers, goats perched on the edge of a cliff, can plunge off the cliff, can stay on the cliff. Social media is just going insane right now, trying to figure out what he means, as social medias want to do.
Well, look, I think that obviously everybody's reacting to the news over the weekend that apparently Aaron Rodgers, and you know, they can deny all they want, but that stuff wouldn't get out. Where Aaron Rodgers is now, you want me to come back, Brian Gutekunst? It's me or him. Me or him. That's a dangerous, dangerous game. And of course, Gutekunst has allowed sources to report that last year they were going to move up and take Justin Jefferson, if not for the fact the Vikings ended up taking him. People have a really hard time understanding, again, context. Like, well, why'd you jump up and take Jordan Love? Because somebody else is going to take him. We got a 37-year-old quarterback who hasn't always wanted to be here, hasn't always got long, didn't come off a great season that year. We didn't know if he was going to get better or get worse. He got better. We took a developmental quarterback. If we hadn't taken him, somebody else would have. So we did. People are like, well, no, you could have had a wide receiver. Like, you could have. You should have had, you know, should have had one of the second round wide receivers like Hilton, right, out of Clemson. Okay, but the value of a quarterback is greater than the value of a wide receiver. And their wide receiving core was so bad, they got to the NFC Championship game. They didn't lose the NFC Championship game because they're wide receivers. They lost because of some of their defensive calls and the fact their offensive line couldn't block because they were banged up, and they've reworked the offensive line. And now they have a slot wide receiver. Benjamin Solak joins us from the Draft Network. He joins us in the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. What do you believe about the San Francisco 49ers and why they ultimately selected Trey Lance?
Yeah, I think that you hear from Kyle Shanahan when he talks about quarterbacks over the last several years, this willingness to say, you know, we can win with this pocket passer, and like, oh, I like my rollouts with these immobile quarterbacks because the defense isn't expecting them. But he has a general sense of the league has gotten so good that we can generate offense, passable offense, with a variety of quarterbacks, a variety of body types and skill sets. We can get it done. At the end of the day, if you have the potential to get an elite arm. He gave a quote 2 years ago where he said, like, at any time in the league, there's like seven elite arms, there's seven great arms. So if you can get one elite arm and you can get that in your building, you pretty much forget everything else. You forget about, you know, processing, an ideal scheme, you know, process in the pocket and this, that, and the other thing. And you say, we're going to go get a guy with an elite arm who can make unbelievable throws, who can challenge the defense, stretch the field, and then we'll figure out everything else when we get there. And so when they traded up to three, that's what you expect. You expect them to go after a player with an elite arm. And that wasn't Mac Jones. That was Justin Fields or Trey Lance, which to me, I never at any point thought it was Mac Jones, and I thought it would be Justin Fields or Trey Lance. And they ended up making Lance the pick. He brings mobility. He brings ball-in-hand ability, right? So you can go and break quarterback run. You can boot him out and expect him to make throws on the move that nobody was able to make previously. But he also has a great quick game arm. He's got an improved release. He's got a snappy arm with good velocity. And then he can put it 50 yards down the field without much effort. And he can stretch the field. You've got Brandon Ayuk, who's a speed threat, first-round pick last year. And you've got the ability to start opening the field with him and with George Kittle down the field. These are all exciting things that were unavailable to you with a player like Garoppolo. So I think at the end of the day, natural, God-given, elite talent, one out. That's what you usually drop top five, especially when you trade up there to go get that player.
Benjamin Solak joins us on the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Kyle Pitts goes six. That's not really a surprise, right? Just an absolute freak of nature, whether you want to consider him a wide receiver or they try to make him into some sort of tight end, even though he's not really a blocker. He's just absolute freak. Okay, what about the Bengals, right? Like, your best friend could be a great wide receiver, the best wide receiver in the draft. On the other hand, quarterback just has a zipper on his knee, and they've been trying to rework the offensive line, and you have Penei Sewell there at number five. What do you think of the Bengals' decision?
I thought that they couldn't make a wrong decision. I think both players improve your team. You add that wide receiver in Ja'Marr Chase who can play on the outside, unless you leave Tyler Boyd in the slot. In T. Higgins and in Ja'Marr Chase, now you have two really strong contested catch players, good acrobatic guys up in the air. That's very difficult for a defense to deal with. Usually you only have one corner who has really high caliber size, 6'1", 31.5-inch arms plus, like these guys. You usually have only one of those. Now you're going to be challenged to have two with the way that both Higgins and Chase can play above the rim. I think that's to their benefit. And that receiving core allows Burrow to be very spread and shred. He's going to be able to get rid of the ball quickly. He's going to have a lot of legitimate options pre-snaps. That's all great. I think it improves their offense. I understand why they made the pick. I personally would have taken Penei Sewell, and it's because that offensive line has been bad for a while, and you had the opportunity there to make a top-five selection on a truly unbelievable athlete at 330-plus, 19-year-old Outland Trophy winner, a guy who had as strong of a resume as you could have while only playing that 1 year at the college level. And so to me, I would have taken Sewell and improved the offensive line. I think that with Boyd and with Higgins and then with a mid-level free agent addition or with further development from your young guys, you know, Auden Tate, you could have had as successful of an offense. So you don't go wrong either way. I understand why they made the pick that they did. The Ja'Marr Chase interest was predicated on the idea that they could take a second-round tackle and get a really good player there because the tackle class was so strong. They took Jackson Carmen out of Clemson, who was way overdrafted off of public consensus. And so it is disappointing to see after they go for the luxury pick with Chase, you expect them to go tackle in round two. I thought they swung and missed when they had guys like Samuel Cosmi and Dylan Raiden still available. So that Carmen pick may be the one that we circle and say, Chase is fine, but this is the pick that really blew it for the Bengals 2021 draft.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Whose draft did you really not like?
Oh, man. Not too many teams to go over, but we'll talk about the Houston Texans. Obviously, without a first and a second round pick makes things difficult, but with that said, Davis Mills was not a player that I was interested in betting on in this class. Five-star recruit, only 11 starts. I get why NFL teams are interested in him, but I didn't see anything on his college film that indicates to me that he'll have a successful NFL career beyond, you know, career backup to offensive coordinator sort of vibes. So they make him the pick, and then they have an aggressive trade-up back into the third round to go get Nico Collins, who's a good height-weight speed player, right? High-caliber recruit, went to Michigan. Was coached by Josh Gattis, one of the best receiver developers that we've seen in the last couple of years, right? He was with that Alabama receiving corps, Judy and Ruggs, Smith and Waddle, helped them out so much. Collins didn't really get much better as a route runner. He's still pretty raw in that regard. inconsistent hands. He's got some flashy above the rim stuff, but again, it isn't consistent. That's not a player that I package multiple picks to go get. I'll draft him if he falls down to me because he's a dart throw, but they really invested a lot to go get him. And so that to make two third-round picks after missing out on round one and round two and get two players who I just don't see having good impacts in year one, maybe having good impacts in year two, is extremely dangerous. So I understand Nick Caserio was dealt a tough hand. I just don't think he did too much with it. So to me, the Houston draft, not very strong. Didn't like Indy that much. Didn't like Jacksonville that much either. The Raiders had a tough one, but Houston to me stands out as the worst.
Benjamin Solak joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show. He works for the Draft Network. You can check out his stuff at Bet Online as well. It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Okay, let me now let's take the opposite side. Drafts you really did like. I mean, I look and I go, like the Browns, love the Chargers. I like what the Patriots did, although the Patriots took some chances in terms of in the later rounds, some guys that have some off the field marks against them. Who was the team that jumped out at you that, man, I really like what they did and why they did it?
Yeah, I agree with you on Cleveland. I think Chicago had a really, really strong draft as well. Turning early picks into Justin Fields and Tevin Jenkins is very impressive. I liked what San Francisco did out west. I endorsed the Trey Lance pick, and then they went after good scheme fits. Trey Sermon, Elijah Mitchell, two running backs are going to be successful for them. Avery Thomas is an outside, inside, versatile corner, which they lost a lot of corners in free agency, so it's important to get a guy who can play multiple positions. And then Aaron Banks is a really good guard out of Notre Dame. And usually they go for lighter players because they're so oriented on speed on that offensive line. Banks is 330 and can move some people. So I think there's a increased attentiveness to being able to hold up in pass protection against some top interior rushers, and that's reflecting the Aaron Banks pick. So I liked what San Francisco did a lot. Miami had a really good draft as well. Two first-round picks, two second-round picks will certainly help you with that. But Jalen Waddle and Jalen Phillips was probably their dream round one scenario, and that's what they got. And then they needed to shore up that tackle spot, that right tackle role, and kick some guys on the inside. Liam Eichenberg doesn't have ideal arm length, but they drafted another guy without ideal arm length, and Robert Hunt last year had a ton of success with him. So I think they're just going to be able to do it two times over.
Hey, man, great stuff. Awesome weekend for you guys. Check them out at the Draft Network. And, Ben, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Doug. You take care, man. Have a good week.
All right, you too. Benjamin Solak joining us, Draft Network. Join us, Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. I like this story here. Ooh, we got some good stories in our game coming up. Well, you know what? Let's do that. Let's get to Isaac Lowenkron with Game Time.
Game Time!
This is Game Time.
It's Game Time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Discover matches all the cash back you earn your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover's accepted 99% of the places in the U.S. that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes, 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply. Isaac, what do you got?
All right, Ramos, what'll it be?
Big deal, little deal, no deal.
Doug, it was announced today that the Thursday Night Football package will move exclusively to Amazon beginning with the 2022 season. This is notable because it was originally scheduled to begin on Amazon in 2023, it got moved up a year. So this upcoming season, Thursday Night Football will be on Fox. But then the following season, 2022, Thursday Night Football will be exclusively streamed on Amazon. Is that a big deal, a little deal, or no deal?
I think it's a huge deal. Not a big deal. I think it's a gigantic deal. The reason behind it being a big deal is we've had games that were, we've had a couple of one-off games that were only digital, right? Amazon, Facebook, Yahoo, Google, Apple, where all the money is, Tesla, right? It's where all the money is. They have the money. The TV companies don't have the money to spend that they used to have. But you had to, like, why would the NFL, why would Amazon, if they're making all this money on Whole Foods and Prime Video, whatever, why would they need the NFL if they already have subscribers? The idea is you can get more subscribers. You can put it with Amazon Prime or whatever. You get it. Anyway, this is a tectonic shift, right? It's a sea change, if you will, how big it is to have games exclusively on Amazon. My other question is, who's going to produce it? Because as of now, Amazon, Yahoo, they don't produce their own games. CBS did Yahoo's. I'm not sure if CBS or Fox would do these.
Ooh, that's a very interesting question, because right now Amazon does sort of a dual telecast of Thursday Night Football with Hannah Storm and Andrea Kramer, but it's not really their Amazon crew at the stadium. But I agree, it is huge. I just hope what doesn't happen in 2022. All right, lined up here. Here's the game-winning field goal attempt. 1 second left. Here's the kick. It is up. It is on the way. Video buffering. Error code. I just hope that does not happen in 2022.
But by 2022, 5G will be everywhere, right?
Right.
So,
if there are technical problems, that'll actually be a big deal. If people have these exclusive games with nowhere else to watch them and there's buffering and streaming issues. But you're right, 5G, they have a long time to deal with that until then.
I mean, do you know how much things change in 1 year?
Oh, good Lord, yes.
1 year. I mean, mm-hmm. The technology changes so fast. We got a vaccine in a year. We got a bunch of like three or four different options for a vaccine in a year. So, I think we'll be okay.
Doug, as you know, the biggest story in sports, the Aaron Rodgers saga with the Green Bay Packers. The Packers, of course, do not have a single owner. They have 360,760 of them. They are technically a publicly held nonprofit corporation, and the infrastructure of their ownership, they have a board of directors that then elects a 7-person executive committee and then a president. In this case, obviously, it's Mark Murphy. So they technically do not have a singular owner, unlike every other team in pro sports. The fact that the Packers don't have a singular owner to make a decision on Aaron Rodgers, is that a big deal, a little deal, or no deal?
I think it's a unique deal, so I'll say it's a little deal. It's a little deal. I mean, look, it's still going to come down to Mark Murphy's call.
Yep.
What he does is he throw Brian Gutekunst, who helped kick him upstairs, right? That's how you'll find out, you know, because supposedly what happened was, you know, I mean, Mark Murphy was the GM, then he got kind of booted upstairs, right? He wasn't exactly killing it. And Gutekunst has taken that team and rebuilt it, picked the head coach. They've added some pieces. They've been in the NFC Championship game. He's only 2 years as general manager. So I don't think the ownership makes a huge difference. Obviously, that's what was unique to New England in the Tom Brady said, hey, Garoppolo goes where I go, and the owner stepped in and said, trade Garoppolo.
I was going to ask if Devontae Adams' social media posts were a big deal, little deal, or no deal, but that's just too taxing mentally these days. Social media is doing enough of that already. Finally, Doug, let's change the pace, shall we, to Chicago Bears general manager Ryan Pace in the NFC North. He still views Andy Dalton as the Bears' starting quarterback, despite the drafting, of course, of Justin Fields and the moving up to take him. The thoughts and feelings of general manager Ryan Pace still having the vote of confidence in Andy Dalton as their starting QB. Is that a big deal, a little deal, or no deal?
It's actually a bigger deal than you think. They didn't draft Justin Fields to play right away. Like, look, there's a reason that he was the fourth quarterback taken, right? Did they slide ahead of the Patriots? Yeah, they traded up and got ahead of the Patriots. And he's the fourth quarterback taken. It's not because he doesn't have talent. It's just got some work to do. They want him to look good. I think that's the plan. The short term, they got the two vets to play and play it out. In the long term, they know exactly what they're going to do, which is ultimately turn it over to Justin Fields.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Discover match all the cash back you earn your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of the places in the U.S. that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.